This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome. I'm Natalie Pincham, and this is the January 23rd, 2015 podcast. It includes articles on the following topics: the lumbar spine, the cervical spine, and infection. Twelve-month results of a multicenter, blinded, pilot study of a novel peptide, B2A, in promoting lumbar spine fusion, by Zeeshan Mohammed Sardar and colleagues. B2A is a synthetic peptide that has proven efficacy in achieving intervertebral fusion in animal models, and may have a better safety profile than BMP2. This study compares the safety and efficacy of B2A peptide enhanced ceramic granules to autogenous iliac crest bone graft in achieving successful fusion in patients undergoing transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion. Patients were randomized to three groups and treated with iliac crest bone graft, ceramic granules with 150 micrograms of B2A per cc, or ceramic granules with 750 micrograms of B2A per cc. 24 patients with single-level degenerative disorders of the lumbar spine requiring transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion were enrolled in the study between 2009 and 2010. At 12 months, the B2A 750 group had a radiographic fusion rate of 100% compared to 78% for the iliac crest bone graft group and 50% for the B2A 150 group. The mean ODI scores were improved in all three groups. The authors conclude that B2A peptide appears to provide a safe alternative to autogenous iliac crest bone graft. When used in transforaminal lumbar interbody fusion, B2A 750 appears to show superior, although not statistically significant, radiographic fusion when compared to autograft at 12 months. Disclosure statement. B2A is a product of Biosurface Engineering Technologies, also known as BioSET, which provided funding for this study and provided one of the authors with stock options as payment for his service as medical monitor of the study. Cost and quality of life outcome analysis of postoperative infections after subaxial dorsal cervical fusions, by Benjamin Coons and co-authors. Infections following spine surgery negatively affect patients' quality of life and impose a significant financial burden on the healthcare system. In the present study, the authors identified 22 patients in whom a deep wound infection developed following dorsal cervical fusion. This cohort was individually matched with a cohort of control patients in whom a postoperative infection did not develop. Quality of life outcome measures were collected preoperatively and at 6 and 12 months postoperatively. The financial analysis included direct healthcare-associated costs as well as indirect costs. The authors found that at 6 months postoperatively, the non-infection cohort had a significantly higher quality of life than the infection cohort. At 1 year, however, differences in health outcome scores between infection and non-infection groups were no longer significant. Additionally, the authors found that healthcare-associated costs for the infection cohort were significantly greater at $16,970 compared to $7,658 for the non-infection cohort. The total mean cost of infection was $12,619 more than for the non-infection cohort. Taken together, The findings indicate that dorsal cervical infections temporarily decrease patient quality of life postoperatively, but have no long-term impact at 1 year. They do, however, dramatically increase the cost of care. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. And for more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.